Time to say hello to Dr. John Robinson, cotton economist, Texas A&M College Station. You getting drowned out down there yet?
It's rained a lot. We've gotten sort of the what's happened over the hill country's kind of floated over to past our area between College Station and Houston and on into East Texas. But yeah, we've gotten a heck of a lot of rain.
Looks pretty nasty down there.
Yeah, and it's ill-timed. I mean, it's not really, I suppose, for late delayed crops in the Brazos Bottom, it may be doing some good, but to the extent it's raining over the Gulf Coast, that they don't need rain at this point. They need hot, dry weather to get ready for harvest.
Well, we're hanging around 76, 77 cents this morning.
Yeah, we've kind of slipped this week. We were, ICE cotton futures were trading 81, 82, kind of in a flat sideways sort of pattern for most of the week. But yesterday we slid and down to 78, a little over 78 is where we are now. Can't really tell you what was so bearish that may have put a 4 cent slide into the recipe, but there it is.
Well, we're going to have 102 degrees here next Friday, John.
What'd you say?
102 next Friday here.
Well, they're expecting upper 90s. That hot weather is going to settle in. I know probably it's a high pressure dome, and that'll have some influence on the market. We may have a lift to prices just because if the rains stopped and where they really need it, which is in your world, if they don't get it and it's blazing hot temperatures, then that's going to play into the weather market scenario. The other thing that is a good reason for prices taking a slide yesterday was the export sales report was just terrible. We only sold like 37,000 bales of upland, which is a marketing year low. Just a really poor demand indicators.
I was going to ask you about the export report, but you just put that out there, so we'll skip that one, huh?
Skip that, and so that basically just leaves us with the continuing weather story. And if it's hot and dry, then maybe that'll continue to give some support to prices. I really wouldn't expect them to fall beyond where they are now. I think we're in the range from 78 to 82, a nice 4 cent range. I could see us trading that for the rest of the summer, really.
Well, half this month is already gone, so we're going to be looking at August before you know it.
Before you know it, back to school.
Back to school, back to a lot of stuff. So what are you going to do today? Stay home?
Yeah, I'm going to crank out a newsletter. I got to generate all those graphs myself in the wake of losing Carolyn to retirement.
So they're not going to replace her?
No. It's up to me to pick and choose and continue what she did, at least as far as the newsletter part of it. So I'm a slow learner.
Well, you're getting up there in age, John, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to teach old dogs new tricks.
So how much rain have you had at your house then?
I would say in the last 2 weeks, I've probably had 6 inches at least.
Well, that saves on the water bill.
Yeah, I haven't had to water the grass, that's for sure. Or maintain the water level in my swimming pool. The rain does that just fine.
That's a far cry from last summer. It was about this time last summer they had all the flood down there with the Girl Scout camps and stuff.
Yeah. Well, the hill country got hammered again this week, yesterday, from what I understand. All those river systems are flooded.
And before that happened, it was pretty dry, wasn't it?
I to be honest, I can't remember that clearly.
What's the old gas pumps doing in Houston?
I close my eyes and grit my teeth and fill the tank, so I haven't been keeping track.
Wait till the gas gets on your foot before you stop the old pump, huh?
Yeah. I just we have a shopping account at Costco, which is generally the cheapest gas, so we just suck it up and go to Costco and fill all three vehicles constantly.
All right, have a good weekend, John. Give out your contact there, and we'll talk next Friday.
I look forward to that. And meanwhile, folks can reach me at 979-204-9937.